You're listening to Adam Curry's Pod Show on Sirius Stars 102, and this is Tim from Radio Clash covering for Madge Weinstein, who is away. And this is a best-of show, some of the best mashups chosen from about seven of the shows, from about show 75 back to 64 of Radio Clash. Mostly a music show, not so much speaking, but certainly there's some interesting sort of political stuff in there as well for Madge's usual fans. And so I hope you enjoy it. So cue the music.
Tried to leave her for the very first time. Now he's doing most. It's true.
That's Crazy Times by Team 9, which is Gnarls Barkley, Crazy versus Prince, Sign of the Times. I initially played that in show 69, the Revolutionary 69 Dudes show, and before that was from show 75, the latest show. The Clash special was Cast by Wonder by Dunproofing. I'm Tim, I'm from Radio Clash, standing in for Major Weinstein while she's away off jessing around the world. Covering the world with bloat or whatever. What do I do? I play mashups, I play covers, I play odd music that you probably wouldn't hear anywhere else. And my website is mutantpop.net/radioclash. I'm not going to do too much talking on the show, and just play lots of tunes from previous shows, which have, I think, probably are the best of each show. So it's kind of a best of show, really. And sort of starting out is a song from, we're going to get very rocky. This is by Steve Christ, otherwise known as Super Collider, and other guys. And this is Smacked Up Dragler, which is from a sort of a vinyl release he's just released. And this I initially played in the Uber special, where I talked about Uber, which is a sort of a bootleg mashup night here in London at 93 Feet East, and that was back in show 70. And hey, Rob Zombie fans, you're gonna love this one.
Shut up! To the store to get a 40-year-old E. He kissed me and told me I'll be back. I laid the fuck down and started taking a nap. I passed the fuck out cause I'm tired like a mother. That's when I heard a scream and the car burning rubber. I grabbed my gat and I ran outside. I saw my baby on the ground and they beating him down. They had him outnumbered 1-8. They calling him a fag and they kicking his face. I put my gat and I'm letting it spit. And I don't really care, give a fuck who I hit. They jump in the car, now they run like bitches. The dead motherfuckers just dug their ditches. Run from the faggots, run from the faggots. You know the twisted G kick, the blank, the buckets. Run from the faggots, run from the faggots. I guess you picked the wrong fucking fag to fuck with. Run from the faggots, run from the faggots. You know the twisted G kick, the blank, the buckets. Run from the faggots, run from the faggots. I guess you picked the wrong fucking fag to fuck with. Now my bull's in the hospital. To get away, that's impossible. Cause I'ma terrorize them like a gang of A-Raps. Cause they picked the wrong fucking fag to gay bash. I know who they are cause I seen them before. And now you know it's time for me to settle the score. So I call my dogs and we hit the streets. Three craziest fags that you hate to meet. So we headed out to this country bar. We drove around the back and we spotted the car. So we laid low and then four came out. And when they turned around, we stuck the gats in their mouth. Put them on their knees, now they're sucking our dicks. We nutted on our face and we watching it drip. Now get the fuck up, we give you three to run. 1-2, the motherfuckers are done. Run from the faggots, run from the faggots. You know that twisted G came to break the rockets. Run from the faggots, run from the faggots. I guess you picked the wrong fucking fag to fuck with. Run from the faggots, run from the faggots. You know twisted G came to break the rockets. Run from the faggots, run from the faggots. I guess you picked the wrong fucking fag to fuck with.
Yo, you know what I'm saying? Once, yo, there was a time back in the days. Motherfuckers used to run up on fags and figure, you know, you could do whatever the fuck you want to them, you know what I'm saying? But this is like a new time, a new motherfucking age. So the next motherfucker you run up on trying to call yourself what, gay bashing motherfucker? You gonna end up being a motherfucking fag yourself, believe that shit, kid.
Now we're hunting for the head to rolls, four down and four motherfuckers to go. So we lay low and stay blazed on weed. That's when we get the call and that's all we need. We get the address of the place they rest. Grab the artillery and bags of cess. Kick in the door and we see our victims. Four rednecks and the girls are with them. Step in the room and you can smell the fear. Don't nobody move cause the fags are here. Border parties, only watch you make it. Make all the guys strip and get butt naked. Put them on their knees, now we're fucking them all. Lick the shit off my cock, now you're rubbing my balls. Your girl's in tears and she watch you suck it. I guess you picked the wrong fucking fag to fuck with. Run from the faggots, run from the faggots. You know twisted G kick that break the rockets. Run from the faggots, run from the faggots. I guess you picked the wrong fucking fag. I guess you picked the wrong fucking thing to fuck with.
Biatch, motherfuckers. Check yourself, motherfuckers, next time you try to run up on a motherfucker. Ha ha, might have something for your ass.
That's Gangsta Fag, the inevitable, the great Gangsta Fag with Run From The Faggots. And that's a usage of faggot which we can all agree is very good. Well, I agree with anyway. And before that is... Was... Oh, and I played that in Repeat Until Gay Bumper Edition, which is Show 68. Before that was Judas Priest, Breaking The Law, Breaking The Law. And that was from the Gay Euro Metal show, which I did with Scott from the Nightmare Show, and that was much fun to do. That was show 74, and of course Rob Halford, Judas Priest, is a metal gayer we know and love, though we're not too sure about his blonde hair. And then before that, from show 70, was the Uber special was Smacked Up Dregler by Steve Christ, which is includes Rob Zombie and Smack My Bitch Up from Prodigy, amongst other things. The video of that's very, very interesting, because Steve also does videos. And the reason I was playing that, because I forgot to mention it, because I'm terrible like that, is that him and a load of us, including me, Phil and Dog, Ian Fondue, Joff, and the Kleptones, who we might hear of later on in the show, are playing Booty on November the 10th, later this year, on a Friday night. So if you're in the San Francisco area, come on down. So if you like the start of the show, which is very mashup heavy, that will be quite mashup heavy. Probably some more drum and bass and some more extreme stuff as well, though. But I think it's going to be fun. It's going to be the British invasion. So now I'm going to play another British bootlegger. This is a guy called Jules, who does a lot of kind of what's called glitch, which is, if you know Kid 606 or various other artists, Podmaster. But Jules does it in a sort of more of an ambient way, and I love what he does with this. And this is his version of Amory's One Thing, called, of course, One Thing.
Ready to boot. Mr. Speaker, the President of the United States.
Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, members of Congress, Mom and Dad, last month a girl in Lincoln, Rhode Island sent me a letter. It began, "Dear George W. Bush, if there's anything you know, please send me a letter. P.S. Kiss my ass. Dick is a killer." It began the end of June in the Casablanca. Vice President Cheney, he showed the way. Terrified and innocent, the desire growing stronger, submitting to the whim of one brutal man. I feel free, I feel free, I feel free, I feel free. Dick is a killer. I feel free. Last August the 11th, on the deck of a carrier in the Pacific, I gave to you my complete commitment, and it is right. I love you, and I do not want to lose you. My purposes are just and true. Activity is increasing, and Dick is on the rise. By executive order, we're on the manhunt aboard the Starship Enterprise. The once all-powerful ruler of Iraq was found in a hole. President Clinton fucked it. True. President Clinton fucked it. Then farmers felt the sorrow. Yes, farmers felt the sorrow. I feel free. Farmers felt the sorrow. And one reason is clear. Dick is a killer. 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 Dick. Fuck yourself. Kiss my ass. And I want you. It's difficult to talk about. And I want you, because you set me free. And I want you, and I want you, and I want you, just as surely as Dick is a killer. 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 Dick. Suck my dick. Fuck my ass. Dick is a killer. 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 Fuck yourself. Kiss my ass. I believe that God made me a woman. I feel it in my heart. And this bitch's voice must be heard. A sex change is the only certain way to preserve the sanctity of marriage. We are living in historic times. We are living in a time of great change. Our leadership and resolve can light the way for others. And having come this far, and in the unfolding of the years, this country has a new friend called Shirley W. Bush. Dick is a killer. 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 May God continue to bless America. Word. I feel free. I feel free. I feel free. I feel free. Dick is a killer. I feel free. Fuck it.
Friday night on the channel that rocks. We are top 20 chart. It's Top of the Pops. So line them up and roll up the 20 kids. Blaze your buckets and bongs to the nation's favourite tunes and songs. It's a blur of burberry here in the studio, and I've already had me watched one. Divin fall asleep at the wheel. It's number one, exclusive in a steal. We've got John, not Paul. Got George and not Ringo.
Chart countdown. This is number one.
Number one. Number one. This week's number one. Number one.
It's all the same. Only coming right up. I swear.
Hey, lady, you lady, cursing at your lot. You're a discontented mother. I'm an unrepentant slut. I've no doubt you dream about the folks you'd never do. But I wish someone had a talk with me about how safe sex sluts can screw. Ooh, I've slept in Georgia with Shepherd Nadza. Who cares if he had the runs? One night stand with David Letterman where I flogged his sagging buns. Ooh, I've sat on faces like Princess Grace's, but kept protection on me. I've been through parasites, but I've never had VD. Please, lady, please, lady, don't just walk away. 'Cause I have this need to smell you, even though you fear a lay. I can see so much of me still living in your eyes. Won't you have a heart for my weary part that has rubbed a million thighs? I've been on my knees with the cast of Grease, and I did the crew of a yacht. Slept with Harlow and Phil and Marlowe. She had a hairy... Excuse me! Oh, I've done Larry King. And did you, Miss Thing? But condoms kept me drip-free. I've been through parasites, but I've never had VD. Hey, you know what a parasite is? It's a worm. Well, it's like a worm, only it lives in your intestines. But it helps me maintain the supermodel figure that graces the covers of Vogue and Vanity Fair and the New England Journal of Medicine. So it can't be that bad. But you know what the truth is? Truth is, sleeping around is fun. Truth is, it isn't risk-free. The truth is, nothing is risk-free, including romanticized, patriarchal, neo-Victorian denial. Truth is, sluts have morals too. Oh, I refrain from lying with dogs and children. At least I keep it discreet. And I did the guy who ruled my left foot. You can do a lot with feet. So please, girl, stop deploring my friendly whoring. 'Cause someday you could be me. Hey, lady, I've been the parasite.
Big furry parasite.
But I've never had VD.
That was the Kinsey Six with I've Been Through Parasites, But I've Never Had VD. And they are something called Dragapella. They are the world's first a cappella drag group. I think they're in San Francisco or the Bay Area. And I have several of their CDs. And Kinsey6.com. Check them out. Very good. They're not paying me. No, they're not paying me at all. But very, very good. And I played those back in... which one was it? It was Show 73, The Tim and Kirk Show. Every once in a while, I do a Tim and Kirk show. That was the seventh. Kirk is my oldest friend, actually, of 15 years. It's kind of a treat to behold or be here or whatever. And treat, probably, my long-term listeners probably feel it, the sort of treat that you get when you have to be treated for a serious disease. It can run away in the opposite direction. back to VD again. And then before that was 72 from the Kleptones interview show, Kellos of the Dead. That's from the 24 Hours LP that the Kleptones did. And of course, that's George Michael versus Bon Jovi. Claws out. We like that a lot. Of course, it's about the whole sort of having manufactured pop stars and stuff like that. The interview actually goes into detail about what that song is about and what other songs on the 24 Hours mashup LP, double LP, are about. And then before that was 64 from the greatly titled When I'm 64, I Want an Anal Staircase. That's RX with Dick as a Killer. That's a classic. I've played it many times on the show. You might know his Imagine mashup, bootleg, cut up, whatever you call them. Very good. And then before that was from 68, Repeated or Gay, was Jules MF with One Ting. And no, the MF does not sound for anything rude. It can do, but it's actually his initials. And watch that space, very talented as well. So we got to towards the end of the show. I know. Got through it quite quickly, really. If you don't know, this is Tim from Radio Clash, filling in for Madge Weinstein on Adam Curry's pod show on Sirius Stars 102. Ah, I remembered it. If you want to send me email, send me email at radioclash@mutantpop.net, or you can go to my website, which is mutantpop.net/radioclash. You know, if you want to check out the rest of the shows or leave me comments on various show things, go ahead. I'm always looking for new listeners. So what I'm going to play now is from show 67, which is an Ivor Cutler special, because when Ivor Cutler died, I did a whole sort of artist special. I did a sort of show dedicated to him. And this is a track called Go On Jump. Then from the Kleptones interview show number 72, I've got another track from them, because they're so good. They're very, very good. Which is Imagine It's Not the End of the World, which is Imagine versus Super Furry Animals. And I'm a big Super Furry Animals fan, so I love that track to bits. And then ending with, from 69, the Revolutionary 69 Dudes show, is an early Bird mashup, which includes Elvis, Serge Gainsbourg, and Dolly Parton. Yes, exactly. Dolly Parton, Elvis, and Serge Gainsbourg in one place. You've got to hear it. It's very, very good. It's one of the best kind of like mellow mashups around. But we're going to start with a track from Ivor Cutler's Ludo album, which was the album that probably kind of brought him to fame in, was it 1969 or 1967? I think it's 1967. I hope you had a good time listening to the show. I'll probably say hello at the end of this for a brief sign-off. And I hope you enjoy Radio Clash. I'll speak to you soon.
Go on. Jump. No. Jump. Jump. No. The grass are green. The flowers is brown and crimson. So I shall not. And besides, 2 centimeters is not far, even if you are small. I command you to jump. All right, I shall jump. But you are a fool, because I am stuck, and you know it. You stuck me.
What's the matter with you? Come on!
Still shines so bright. delays and worth fighting for. I agree with the second part.
Je t'aime. Je t'aime. Oui, je t'aime.
Standing alone without a dream in my heart.
We stand
without a love of my own.
I've actually got 2 minutes to spare. I've underrun. So I'm going to play another bootleg. This is by Josh Console, or Cranmer Console, and it's called I Snap the Casbah. So starting and ending on Casbah bootlegs by The Clash, I think it's appropriate. So I'll see you shortly.
Front to back, in this thing called rap. Digger like a shovel, rhyme double on a heavenly level. Bang the bass, turn up the treble. Radical mind, day and night all the time. 7, 14, prime, divine. Maniac, radiac, winning the game. I'm the lyrical Jesse James. Copy written lyrics, so they can't be stolen. If they copy written lyrics, so they copy written lyrics.
Copy written lyrics, so they copy written lyrics, so they copy written lyrics, so they can't be stolen. If they copy written lyrics, so they copy.
And I have to say, because it says in my contract, but I don't have a contract. Ooh, maybe I shouldn't have said that. This is Adam Curry's pod show on Sirius Stars 102. And this is Tim from Radio Clash signing off. I'm filling in for Madge Weinstein, who's away somewhere. Maybe behind you. Maybe she's behind you this at the moment. She's going to jump up behind you. Go, wah. I hope to see you soon. And you can find out more about the show at mutantpop.net/radioclash. If I haven't mentioned it millions of times before. And I hope you'll have a good day or night or life or whatever. I'll speak to you soon. Okay, bye.